Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson.
I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump.
I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country. I also think it sends a terrible message to the wider world that looks at America as a standard of not only democracy, but of justice.
But former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. It's starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. A lawmaker who's very familiar with smoke-filled skies every summer is not all that sympathetic to the Northeast's plight. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke released a video with him standing outside of the U.S. Capitol.
You know, I don't have any sympathy for politicians in Washington, D.C. that are complaining today about the forest fires in Canada. If you can see or not see even the Washington Monument, but a reminder that our forests need to be managed.
Turning to where the monument should be in the shot, Zinke said this is what happens when we don't manage our forests. Authorities in one California county are warning people about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, then disappear with the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Speaking of cash, a lot of it is up for grabs in the country's two big lotteries. Tonight's Mega Millions prize has reached $240 million. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot, more than $300 million. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The drought-busting winter has also busted a few records in the West. Colorado ski resorts had nearly 15 million visits during the ski season. That's up by about 8% from last year. Visits to Colorado resorts accounted for nearly a quarter of all visits to all U.S. ski areas last season. Encouraging news if your kid's looking for a summer job.
Teenagers 15 to 19 years old are expected to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. They're also being paid more, too. The average national wage for 15 to 19-year-olds is projected to reach $14.56 per hour this summer. Some employers prefer to hire teens during bouts of high inflation because they're less expensive. The share of teens working hit nearly 37% for all of last year. That's the highest since 2009, according to the Labor Department.
And that's correspondent Aaron Real. A federal court has ruled that playing explicit music at work could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. It's a case in which warehouse workers were allowed to play what was called sexually graphic, violently misogynistic music while working. An employee filed a lawsuit against the company, but the suit was dismissed by a lower court. It said if both genders were offended by the music, it's not sexual harassment. Now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed that ruling. The new ruling says harassment need not be directly targeted at a particular plaintiff in order to pollute a workplace. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Liz Peek joins us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
Terrific. Thanks so much for having me.
Always good to have you here. I noticed that you were tweeting out, amazed as I was, about James Comey. I think this really is astounding to me, and that is how the left will, is, as I say, self-indict. If you listen to what they're saying, they will tell you what they've done wrong themselves. I mean, it was amazing to me in that, kind of patty cake interview he had with Jen Psaki. But it was quite revealing, although it's hard sometimes to listen to him because in my ears, he's lost all credibility. But, you know, he's still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there. And I'm afraid he's going to be out there selling a book, acting as though he's above reproach. Amazed isn't the adjective I would use, Bill. I was infuriated by that interview because talking about to have James Comey lecturing us on the danger of Donald Trump not obeying and following the rule of law, a man who, in the case of James Comey, has obviously subverted the rule of law and will never be held accountable. I think for an awful lot of Americans, fair-minded Americans, you don't have to be a Trump fan to recognize that the dirty tricks that went on during the Trump administration were unconscionable. It hurt our country. That's really
exactly
the bottom line. They never thought they'd be caught because they assumed that Hillary Clinton would win. She didn't. She lost in spite of all the stuff that they threw at Trump. And then they proceeded to basically undermine 4 years of a duly elected president's time in office. And, you know, to have James Comey still out there, I mean, look, it's going to be like 2 years from now, we're going to be saying the same thing about Anthony Fauci. I think Anthony Fauci is a disgrace. And yet, you know, I thought you were going to say the left covers for its own. That is really what happens. The media, you know, kind of closes the door and says nothing to see here. And, you know, basically will laud these characters who really have spent their time trying to undermine a president. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
No, I'm with you on this, Liz, because look at all the money that it cost the American people. Just one side. This thing is so complex, in a sense, because there were a lot of moving parts. I mean, you recall James Comey lays out this case of why Hillary Clinton should be indicted, and then when he says
she
says no reasonable prosecutor. But you see, this is the thinking of the left. If you don't think like they do, you're unreasonable. And you're a white supremacist now, you're deplorable, just go on down the line. But that aside, how many millions of dollars did they cost the American? Did Hillary Clinton cost the American people with this stupid investigation and this oppo research? I mean, this is Watergate on steroids, and look what happened. We lost a president during Watergate, and here we lost our minds.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even blame Hillary Clinton. Her job is to be a dirty politician. That's what she's all about. but by the Justice Department, for Obama to basically weaponize the Justice Department. I mean, unfortunately, this is all backward looking, and I really kind of want to move on, but you can't. It's hard to move on, again, when James Comey's kind of in your face, you know, proclaiming what a good guy he is. And I got to say, I was at a forum a couple of weeks ago with Bill Barr, and I was rather disappointed that when asked about the, you know, two-tier system of justice and stuff, Bill Barr didn't seem particularly energized about this. I mean, I think he's all about protecting the institutions, and I understand that a little bit. I mean, I understand that we don't want people running around saying, oh, my gosh, the entire, you know, apparatus of our Justice Department is corrupt. But there is corruption, and it needs to be rooted out. And I think Bill Barr didn't do enough to do that. And I got to say, to have Chris Wray still running the FBI, holy smoke.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I understand why people are weary and want to move on, but you can't. You know, it's like dealing with your own child. You know, your child has done something wrong, and you just, you know, you can only push it to a certain point because you're thinking, okay, they're resisting, they're sticking to the con and lying to you, but you don't sleep well at night, and it doesn't get reconciled. And so what happens if you just ignore it totally, then it finds ways of manifesting itself in areas that are a lot more complex. And this is what we've done. We've moved on time and time again in this country, and this is why we have the bureaucracy and the two-tiered, and I think two-tiered, it's a multi-tiered justice system. I mean, two-tiered is giving it, you know, I think too much credit, because they do whatever they want to do that fits their emotion at that particular moment. Lady Justice, Blind Justice, does not exist any longer. Her eyes are wide open, and if you're a Democrat, you get away with it. As you say, the Democrats, they all circle the wagons. They protect one another. We've seen this happen time and time again. And meanwhile, we're steeped in the mess that's left behind. And how can we be an effective government when we've got this kind of corruption in play?
Well, I mean, look what's going on with this whistleblower that apparently, I don't know, has evidence of Joe Biden taking a bribe, an actual bribe, in exchange for a policy move while he was vice president. So what's the FBI doing? They've stonewalled, and now they brought in this document, which was redacted. Of course, all the names are taken out because, of course, it's an ongoing investigation. If anyone actually believes there's an ongoing investigation into Joe Biden's corruption, I have a bridge for sale. I mean, there's no way that that's happening. So Comer in the House, Representative Comer, and is going to, presumably, Kevin McCarthy are going to bring contempt charges against Chris Wray. I say hooray. I mean, there is no public shaming of these guys that is overdone. I mean, I'm just fed up. But here's the thing. I think at some point, you know, you and I have talked in the past about the silent majority. There is one. I think an awful lot of Americans are just fed up to the teeth with everything that's going on. Perhaps this is not the first thing they're on their agenda every morning, because they wake up, they have to earn a living, they've got to take care of their kids and get them to school. But there is this undercurrent of, no, we've had enough. Do not sell us Bud Light with a transgender spokesman. Do not, you know, to Target, don't sell bathing suits that allow men to pretend that they're women. We're over this. And I do think, if indeed the backlash to those two big companies is any indication, I think people are just beginning to say, no, you know, I've had enough. I'm not going to deal with this.
No, you're exactly right. We're talking loss of billions of dollars. I mean, you and I, we are business oriented. We're brand oriented. We understand how significant that is and how reckless they have been with their brand, and it's costing them. And it makes you wonder, Liz, I mean, is there enough money from BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard to underwrite this kind of idiocy?
Well, they can't do it directly. I mean, and by the way, even some of those companies have begun to back off because they know it's a losing. Americans are tired not just of all the gender fluidity issues, et cetera. They're also tired of having climate change nostrums pushed down their throat when they know it isn't us. It's China and India is driving the bus on emissions increases. So let's focus where the problem is.
Yeah, how about focusing on the truth? Can we find the truth? I mean, is the truth?
I don't know.
Has it become that elusive, Liz?
Good question.
And that's what's frustrating the heck out of us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay right there. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And Liz, we were talking about the silent majority. And what I'm hearing from the silent majority, what I'm able to discern, is that they've had it with this partisanship. You know, they don't want to identify in this world of identification. They don't want to identify as a Republican or a Democrat. They're looking for something else. And when I talked to them, I said, how about an American? I mean, here we are, we have Memorial Day honoring, you know, what, 1.6 million people who paid the ultimate price for the sake of liberties that we enjoy today. One day, but yet we're going to have 30 days for Pride Month. There's just something that's just incongruous and imbalanced. And the silent majority is looking at that and going, this does not make sense. And, of course, I was just in the West Coast, and I grew up as a Dodger fan. And to see what happened there with the Sisters of Perpetual Insanity, you know, you got to sin more, you know, is their mantra. And the Dodgers invite him, uninvite him, invite him, now giving him an award. And my first response is, are the Dodgers throwing the towel in for the season already, you know, in
well,
doing this?
Again, I don't think it works. Even in Looney, California, baseball fans, really, those mm-hmm. are the people that they're hoping will kind of be inspired by this. Some of the stuff is just plain bonkers, you know, mm-hmm. and we talked online, on Larry Kudlow's show yesterday about Target, which is mm-hmm. giving money to, I'll back up on this. I am sure when companies give money to their foundation and then that money is handed out to organizations, the CEO is not sitting there parsing every donation of $500,000 or $25,000 or whatever. That's beneath his pay grade. But the reality is someone needs to be watching this stuff because Target's giving money to an organization that, for example, wants to get rid of Mount Rushmore because they consider it a symbol of white supremacy and colonialization. And, you know, you can take this one organization and talk about all the stuff they're doing promoting anti-racist directives to white children in schools and blah, blah, blah. Usual thing, right? Mm-hmm. But for a major American corporation to be backing something like that, no. And Target's going to be hit by this. I think the Dodgers are going to be hurt. I hope they are, because I think mm-hmm. these companies need to start getting the message that this is not okay. And I think, Bill, the real tipping point is kids. I think
yes.
when...
Oh, without a doubt.
If
exactly.
you want to mm-hmm. tell me that, you know, transgenders are just fine and they should be accepted and everything else fine, I don't have a problem with that. When you start going after my kids or other people's children, little children, which I don't have anymore, and indoctrinating them and so forth, that is the line we will not cross. And I think yeah. that's what's gotten a lot of organizations in trouble, a lot of companies in trouble. That's what elected Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, because people just were not going to stand for what they were feeding to their children. And that's a pretty darn healthy barometer of traditional values. We care about our kids. We care about our family. So, you know, I do think there's a line here that they have crossed and continue to cross, and people simply will not stand for it.
Yeah, look at Disney. I mean, they have a man
yeah.
dressed as a woman.
What is that?
With a mustache, greeting little girls to come in and buy dresses there. This is bizarre.
I don't even understand the concept. Who do yeah. they think that is appealing to? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's appealing to a very small minority of people. And this is, you know, people are waking up to this going, wait a minute, have I been sleeping here? I wake up yeah. in today's America, and it is a nightmare on every turn. I mean, it's not about baseball anymore. It's not what's happening inside the lines. It's what's happening outside the lines. Oh, you got to wear a pride jersey. You got NHL player. No, I ain't wearing a pride jersey. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe differently. I cannot support this. And on and on, and you're talking, I mean, you and I are business people. We believe in the fiduciary responsibility you have to the stockholder, you know, to the customer, and to destroy these brands on a whim like this. I mean, even like with what's happened with Bud Light. I mean, you get somebody who graduates from a noted school, and she observes what's happening in the marketing world and says, "Look, we got big Pride Month coming in. We're going to do this," and she misreads the market. And convinces Bud Light that they should go ahead and go all in for this. And it's cost them billions of dollars.
But see, here's the thing. And I said this on Kudlow yesterday. These companies are being held hostage to young, woke employees.
Yes.
The employees that are mainly women, by the way, coming out of our liberal arts colleges, some of the best in the country. And it's not just that they have been indoctrinated, that's the word I choose, by their liberal professors. I think they have been taught very different stories and values about our country than you and I were. But they get into these companies, and it's the old silence is violence kind of mindset, where if you don't declare yourself in favor of, for example, men playing in women's sports, biological women competing in women's sports, you're not just stepping off the grid. You are accosting the transgender community. That is their mindset. So all these companies are doing handsprings to try and appease their young employees instead of just saying, forget it, we're not going to do this, which is what they should be doing. And by the way, that money that Target gives to a foundation that then is spooled out to these dreadful organizations, and that's the only word I can think of, that isn't their money. It's not the CEO's money. It's the shareholders' money.
Exactly.
Because and no one voted on that. No one allowed that. Companies in America, this whole idea that companies should serve a greater good, that is honestly the beginning of unwinding our fantastic competitive corporate culture in this country. Now CEOs are looking over their shoulder thinking, oh gosh, have I checked all the boxes I need to check in this speech? I'm not going to just talk about profits. I've got to talk about doing social good. And meanwhile, and this, of course, was the subject of Silicon Valley Bank. The CEO was so obsessed with social good, he forgot his bank was going bankrupt. I mean, this is the issue. You take your eye off the ball, and the ball goes in the gutter. And that's, you know, that is a lesson for these companies, but they just don't get it.
Liz, it's corporate social credit scoring, just like what they do in Japan, right? In China. And this is what it is. DIE, we call it DIE, die, not DEI, because that's what they do. It's a killer. And SDG, it's this whole concept of a corporate credit score. And they will not. I mean, they're watching that because the way they have been conditioned is, look at it, you're going to be looking for money, you're going to be looking for funding. And we're measuring, and this is what I'm hearing, that, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, the three biggest investors here, are looking at your corporate social score. How are you scoring with this? Go ahead.
Worse than that. You're quite right. Vanguard, by the way, has stepped off of this. That State Street and BlackRock are now driving this bus. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that they're kind of putting out scores that might inspire investing or not investing. They're also voting in proxy battles and on proxy items brought to shareholders. They're using their enormous clout to push their agenda. And by the way, at BlackRock, for example, it isn't every employee of BlackRock that believes in this stuff. It's Larry Fink, the CEO. Yeah. He's the guy that's made this company, this multi-trillion-dollar company, so influential, and it's just his politics that are really determining how BlackRock's influence is used. There's something very wrong with this because, you know, shareholders basically should not be in thrall to certain individuals, and that's actually what's happening. And most shareholders, if you have a pension fund and your pension fund is invested in Target, you don't vote those shares in a proxy fight or any kind of, and proxies, you know, any kind of shareholder resolutions. It's ISS or it's guiding, and companies like BlackRock actually voting their shares for you. So you have no voice. And again, this is what's so frustrating to people. You don't like it, and you have no control over the situation, even though you may be one step removed, an investor in the company.
Exactly. And this is what we've done in not paying attention to our investments and how we're empowering all the wrong behavior that is appalling to us, Liz Peek. As always, appreciate the time. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek. Just about 29 minutes after top of. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update.
I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump. Former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at a federal courthouse in Miami Tuesday. Starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up for much of the region. Authorities in California are warning you about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, and then disappear, the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. We've got Joe Freed. Joe Freed is a certified public accountant, CPA. He's a veteran auditor, okay? His new book, Debunked, this is with a question mark, okay? An auditor reviews the 2020 election and the lessons learned. Probably the lessons we should have learned, and will they carry through to the elections going forward? We'll have to see. Now, Joel, let me bring you on here and welcome you to the show, because I appreciate what you've done with Debunked here. When you've got a majority of Americans still questioning the results of 2020, and it runs the whole spectrum, you know, those that got the results that they expected say, hey, shut up. It's done. We've already solved that problem. You've got to accept it. Well, wait a minute. You've got over 60% of the country going, something fishy. It doesn't feel right. The evidence is not there. And I appreciate you having the courage to look at this from an auditor's viewpoint to bring some truth to the questions that the American people are having.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're right. That one reason there are so many open questions is that everything sort of got cut short. The first thing is that for our presidential elections, the certifications come very, very quickly after the election. In some states, it varies by state. In some states, it's just a matter of a couple weeks later, and they certify. Mm-hmm. In other states, it might be 5-6 weeks, but it isn't a long time. And then, so that sort of put the kibosh on a lot of investigations. But then January 6th really ended it, because after that, if you were to bring up any issue about the election, it's like, oh, this is an insurrectionist, an election denier, it's a conspirator. So all of this has sort of put this under the table, so to speak. And I do sense that people are starting to speak up now, and that's a great thing.
Yes, it is. Well, because there's so many, I will say me included, that have the same suspicions and ideas and, you know, theories of what's gone on. You know, those of us, depending, you know, on our different experience, what you as an auditor, you're a numbers guy. I've interviewed many numbers experts who've done polling, and the numbers don't seem to make sense. I mean, because just even on the face of it, Joe Biden getting 81,283,098 votes, well, then there should have been a blue wave to strike up the band, and that didn't happen. He got elected president, but look at the down line of his presidency. Traditionally, when somebody votes for a candidate like this, there are always strings attached. And strings by mean that, you know, people in the same party will end up reflecting the popular vote and be elected into office. And this is just one of the many peculiarities that didn't pan out in this particular election.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let me give an example of the, you know, first of all, let me say that I always welcome debate. I have no problem with people having opposing ideas. I don't want to ever to censor them. But there are questions here that have to be raised. And I'll just give you one little example real quick, if you want. In Arizona, does this make sense to you? The split in the popular in the vote in Arizona between Biden and Trump was roughly Biden got 51% approximately, and Trump got 49% statewide. But in the military vote, which lacked a lot of documentation, it didn't even come out on ballots. It came out on typing paper without chain of custody. Guess what the split was? Instead of 51 for Biden, 49 for Trump, it was exactly 95% for Biden and 5% for Trump. Now, does it make sense?
On the military vote? On the military
vote? On the military vote.
Oh, yes. That's outrageous. Yes.
It's crazy. And this didn't come out until months after the certification. It was actually an outgrowth of the Cyber Ninja audit. Mm-hmm. But in my book, there's a reference to that, and you can even get to a video, it might be on Rumble or YouTube, of Paul Harris, who was the guy in charge of counting that UOCAVA. And, well, I say UOCAVA, that's the acronym for the military and their families vote overseas. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the overseas vote, I should say, not the whole military. But it was still a huge amount. Biden only won that state by 10,400. 8,000 of that 10,400 came from the overseas military vote, that 95% to 5% split that makes no sense. Now, people out there, even if you're a Democrat, it seems to me you ought to say, well, something strange about that. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah.
So.
Especially, Joe, what traditionally, how would the military vote, traditionally, how would it break down?
Well, it varies with the states, but it's going to be, if anything, it used to tilt a little bit, I think, to the conservatives.
Exactly.
It certainly never tilted like that to any
party. Not dramatically, right, exactly.
It never tilted 95%. It's outrageous. But there's other things. I mean, I could rattle on and on. I don't want to overwhelm your audience with numbers, but I'll give you one more on Arizona if you'd like. It's so obvious. The cyber ninjas were forbidden, absolutely forbidden, to do two of the most important tests. And when I say forbidden, I mean it came from Carol Maloney, from Jamie Raskin, from Merrick Garland. They said, you will not knock on any doors to verify that people actually voted. And that's called canvassing.
Yes.
And So, you know, if you're trying to figure out if there were ballot harvesters who were taking ballots and voting for people without their knowledge, what you do is you select a random sample of homes and you knock on the doors and you say, according to the Maricopa County records, you voted by mail. Is that true? And if it checks out, it checks out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Well, that was a test they could do. The other test they weren't allowed to do was the signature test. Right away, the Democrats went to court. They blocked it. But about 3-4 months, I think it was, after the Cyber Ninjas concluded their audit, the Arizona Senate, which was controlled by the Republicans, they commissioned Dr. Eve Shiva Ayadure to do a really good signature test. And he did a state-of-the-art test. He selected a panel of 6 people, 3 of whom were document examiners and 3 were lay people. And he did a scientific selection of 499 signatures. Now, I say scientific because I mean representative of the different areas of Maricopa County. And he said to each of these 6 people, I want you to look at that signature, the 499, each one, compare it to the file signature with the registration to see if they match. Mm-hmm. Do you know that they unanimously said 12% don't match? I mean, it wasn't 5-1, it wasn't 4-2, it was 6-0. These don't match. 12%, if you extend that to the mail-in voting population of Maricopa, that is 204,000 potentially phony ballots. Now, in an election decided by 10,400, 20 times, in other words, Biden's winning margin, 20 times.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that there weren't mistakes made. They're not infallible. Let's say that 90, but here's the problem. If 90% were mistakes, you still have 20,000, two times more than the winning margin, that are questionable. I mean, how can people, I don't care what your party is, how can anybody feel comfortable with an election that's decided by that kind of information? It's too weak.
Well, and no
that's
question.
Why my conclusion basically was that these 6 swing states I looked at, they weren't certain.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the veteran auditor and CPA. His book, Debunked? Question mark. An auditor reviews the 2020 election. Joe, as you were saying, the numbers, particularly as you looked at them and you're looking at the evidence, particularly in these six swing states, you know, the kind of stuff that happened in Arizona. You know, the Democrats found a way to work things to their advantage, clearly.
Yeah, and I have to say that it's probably ballot harvesting. Now, they may see it differently. They may say, well, wait a minute, we're just, that's just a good ground game. We're just getting out the vote. Here's where I draw the line. I don't think anybody should ever give control of their ballot to any other person. You personally put it in the mailbox, you personally put it in the drop box, or you take it into the election center. But it's when people start handling other people's ballots, bad things happen. And that's what I mean by harvesting. Don't give up control. And you know what the truth is? In most states, even the Democrat states, it is technically illegal, because it used to be just consider common sense in this country. You handle your own vote.
Right.
You don't give it to somebody else. But now the Democrats are, a lot of Democrats, I should say, I shouldn't generalize, but a lot of Democrats are fine with harvesting, even though it's technically still a felony or at least a misdemeanor on the state books. So that's a real problem. Would you like another example? I can give one for anyone.
Before we go there, Joe, just for a minute here, just to clarify things of why is the election so important, and why should the vote, each individual vote, be sacrosanct?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this, that in Europe, and this is surprising to a lot of people, there's 47 countries in Europe. Every single last one, no exceptions, requires ID to vote. And, you know, I think there's only one of the 47 that where it isn't a photo ID. So they take it, they seem to take it a lot more seriously than we do. I mean, we mail stuff out, you send it back with the signature. They don't even check the signatures. But, of course, it's important, because every vote is like, I use this analogy sometimes, it's like a brick in our foundation of the republic. If
exactly.
you have too many bad ballots, bad votes, you end up, I mean, now I'm going to be a little partisan, you end up with a Joe Biden running the country. And that ain't good necessarily. So
right.
you want to make sure that the guy at the top is the guy that people really chose. And you can't be sure when you have funny numbers in the election.
Well, it is key to our democratic republic. That is, you know, principle one. We have to honor it because the reason that people are in this position that are elected because of the consent of the governed. If you
right.
compromise the consent of the governed, guess what? You've compromised everything.
No.
Right?
No.
And it's not like, and it's not like studies haven't been done back in the 80s, right? We had a couple senators, if I remember correctly, did a deep dive study about ballot harvesting, about, you know, making sure that we were, you know, doing a better job when it came to, you know, conducting elections. But, you know, it's been that kind of thing that has just been very casual. I mean, one of the things I got to tell you, Joe, that just galled me was, you know, Democrats finally admitted and said very matter-of-factly, I mean, because you have on one hand, you got, remember, a former attorney general who said, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud, right? And I said, wait a minute, how can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud? And we're talking about Eric Holder here. How can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud when people are being arrested and they're spending time in jail? This comes from an attorney general to make that incredible statement. Okay, so you've got that kind of, you know, coloring the perspective within the body politic that there's no such thing as voter fraud. But then, you know, after the controversy of the 2020 election, the Democrats said, well, you know, voter fraud's been going on forever. And if you'd research, you can go back to the 1700s. Voter fraud has been taking place here in the United States. So they, but the Democrats, you know, admitted, they go, well, if the truth be known, in the 1960 election between Nixon and Kennedy, you know, there was voter fraud in Illinois. That's how Kennedy got elected. So I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, now you admit this, and which people suspected all along, but, you know, it's just like, okay, well, Kennedy got elected, and you know, so we move on, and then, you know, there's other instances and questions about voter fraud, and of course, one of the biggest ones, of course, was hanging chads we went through with Bush and Gore, and, you know, but all it takes is just a little bit of poison into the well here, and it becomes cumulative to such a degree. Now we get to the point of 2020. 2020 was brought to you by all the voter fraud, the cumulative voter fraud that had been taking place for decades, right?
Yeah, and the irony is that if you go back about 15, 16 years, they had a major study of elections, and one of it was the Baker Carter, Jimmy Carter.
Yes, that's what, yes, exactly.
Baker. That, mm-hmm. And they say emphatically and repeatedly in that the most dangerous thing you can do in an election is to mail out ballots. They say that is the highest risk. They use those phrases, the highest risk you can do. And now, it's fine. And then let's just go back 4 or 5 years ago. There were all sorts of articles about the dangers of cyber and voting machines. Because mm-hmm. And the Democrats were worried about it. So everything is flipped. They were concerned about mail-in balloting. They were concerned about voting machines, and now they're not concerned. It's I guess that's politics.
Well, as long as you're getting what you expect, you know, you're going to have 50% of the country, roughly, that is going to go along with you. And then, of course, if you have the media, social media, you have all the institutions backing up, you know, your result, then you're going to, especially in this environment of the cancel culture that you and I talked about earlier, well then, you know, but the fact of the matter is this is a problem with the truth, Joe Fried, is the truth eventually comes out, doesn't it?
That's right. I hope so. Well, let me tell you, Bill, if I may, here's some things that we can do if the good guys, whoever they are, Democrats or Republicans, are in charge of the state government, and they, mm-hmm. by good guys, I mean those who believe in election integrity, then there's a lot of things that can be done easily. If they're not, I'll tell you what could be done in those situations, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's assume that the good guys are in charge. I would ban harvesting, make it a felony if it isn't mm-hmm. already.
Right.
I would absolutely require hard ID of some sort and provide free ID cards to those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time somebody registers in the country, citizen documentation, that is not required right now. And right now it is forbidden for anybody to ask for documentation of citizenship. That should change, and hopefully mm-hmm. it will with the Supreme Court coming up soon.
Right.
I would also recommend a uniform election day cutoff. That's not as critical, but we have many, many weeks of separation between some of these.
Exactly. Why can't we go back and just have one day? Everybody takes a day off.
Yeah.
And it's a holy day of obligation for this country. We take the day off and we go and vote.
Absolutely. Well, I'll keep pushing on. Keep the registrations clean, because we have mm-hmm. people who, there's no question, 10 years ago they died and they're still on there. There's no excuse
yes.
for that.
Well,
and,
even the U.S. Postal Office knows that 20-25% of a population in a zip code, they move. So, and that's every year. So if you're not renewing these registrations, well, then, you've got bad data. Old data.
That's right. And some of the states, like Michigan, just passed something. And if you register for mail-in ballots, they keep you on for 6 years. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all sorts of other things. Make sure if you have drop. If you said that everybody should vote on one day if possible, but some people can't. So fine, but they have to provide a reason. Either it's disability or they're traveling out of the country or something like that, but not just automatic. And drop boxes, if you use them, that's okay, because there aren't many mailboxes to find these days if you are mailing your ballot. But make sure there's a video camera on it and they're monitored. It's safe.
Well, because we have to protect, there has to be chain of custody on the vote, right, to make sure that it's integrous.
Absolutely. And those chain of custody documents, like we were talking about Arizona, do you know there's mm-hmm. 740,000 ballots in Arizona that in the 2020 election, no chain of custody? I mean, that's crazy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What do you do if the good guys aren't in charge? This is really the tough one. And all I can say is it's a fight at that point. You have to have a lot of tough observers, including attorneys, manning these election centers, because some of them are pretty tough on the observers. They get threatened, mm-hmm. they get harassed. And
well, they kept them at more than an arm's length distance to even be able to observe the count, right?
In Pennsylvania, could you believe the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania actually jumped in to say that the Republicans in Philadelphia had to stay 15 to 18 feet back? They actually had a lower court that said 6 feet, and the Supreme Court of PA said, no, you guys, that the rest of the state, the red part of the state, all had close observation, but Philadelphia, the stronghold of the Democrats, nobody got to see what was going on. Crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, the name of his book is Debunked with a Question Mark, and Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election. Joe Fried has been our guest. Book will be linked on our website. And Joe, I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Struggling with credit card?